Page 121. Stolen. Document 3.
Are you scared of the dark? Do you want to hear the story of the big bad Mungie? My grandfather told me this. A long time ago, there was no darkness. The Yuringa...
But you're not allowed to say that.
It's all right. The Yuringa, that is, the sun, shone all the time, day, and what we now call night. One time, it was so hot that there was no water and tucker was scarce. The Bara all bounded away and the birds flew off in such a big flock that it turned the sky permanently black. Nobody minded because it was cooler in the dark. Until the Mungie came along. The Mungie was an outcast from the mob, and he was mean, and he was huge. The Mungie got so hungry that he came and snuck into his people's camp and stole one of the children. Then he ate him up. Munch, munch, munch. And he was gone. The next day, he did the same. Under the cover of darkness, he snuck in and stole another baby and ate him up. The mob were frightened and upset and crying. They tried hiding the children, but the Mungie always found them. The elders thought about it and came up with a plan. They would cast a spell on him. The next day, the elders waited for the Mungie, and when they sensed his presence, they threw magic powdered bone all over him. It stuck in his hair and on his skin, and he couldn't scrub it off. The Mungie was turned into a pale skin, and that was his punishment. He would never be able to sneak into the camp to steal the children because he would be seen, and the people would know, and the people would never forget. So, Ruby, I gotta go or the matron will skin me, but remember, it's not the dark you need to be afraid of.
Jane Harrison, Stolen, 1998.